analysis yielding heat, I shall talk about a quite different cluster of inventions, which are where the electrodes are semiconductors, but what is the common is the hydrogen and the cold fusion. Now I'm trying to get the next slide.
The right one?
The other way. These devices were demonstrated several times in history. So what Mike McCubry asked has been actually delivered. This is the demonstration, some pictures of the demonstration of the Moray machine. It was self-running, zero input, and it yielded electric energy for weeks and weeks and weeks. Every part of it has been scrutinized, and there are lots of affidavits in front of lawyers. Expert has seen it. They saw that there is no outside unknown source of electricity. Something miraculous. Of course, the dream machine, a lightweight, portable, pollution-free machine, is necessary. For example, recently, a major U.S. contractor, Lockheed Martin, filed a patent for a portable hot fusion device, which is a farce. It's really ridiculous. You should read this patent. This is it. It's a poor quality. But I really wonder, are there fools in the U.S. patent office? They cannot read. It's absolutely ridiculous. There is objections always. If it were possible, it would have been already discovered. I shall show you in the remaining time lots of examples that it had been discovered. But the fundamentals are not clear. Actually, Jean-Paul Biberian collected a couple of very interesting observations that neutrons were released when different crystals were smashed. Yet this kind of research hasn't been followed. The subtitle of my paper should have been actually the effect of electron waves, charge clusters, or resonant waves, just along the same line as Mike McCubry told in his first lecture, that he expects some new effects along resonances. He was absolutely right. But the technical environment is completely different where these forgotten inventors found the solution. For example, in switches, several times it has been observed that there are unusual oscillations, but these kind of oscillations were later completely erased from textbooks. This is the last example, which I found from a textbook from the 50s. These kind of unusual spikes are here that the system wants to generate electric energy, but this has been considered as a nuisance, not as a possibility. These are the inventions which I would like to talk. Certainly, I won't have time in these 20 minutes. However, I noted with a circle those inventors who thought that they are tapping the oscillation of the aether or vacuum. So one big problem had been when an inventor stumbled into this really interesting oscillating electric energy generation, they thought in a simple manner that, okay, what else? The vacuum must be working here. It's a cheap, simple theoretical solution in one step. No. Cold fusion is much more difficult, technically more challenging in this case. Actually, the technical environment is different. High peak voltage, slanted semiconductor diodes, cathode polarity should be the same. The first, this is all about transmutation, nothing else, but transmutation in a controlled manner. The first known researcher of transmutation was Sir Isaac Newton and Robert Boyle. They couldn't get published today in a physics journal. Definitely Isaac Newton would be wiped out. He wouldn't have chance, let's say, to have a paper in American Journal of Physics or Physics Today or whatever. The earliest nanotechnology actually was alchemy in colloids and suits. Somebody, when we came here, asked me, how come if there are such inventions, they are not on the streets? I will show you my answer. Nicholas Melchior of Southern Transylvania have been behaved for successful gold painting on this date in Prague. So most of you, there were two choices. Either you were unsuccessful in alchemy, then your sponsor get you either to jail or beheaded. The other way around happened also. This Nicholas of Melchior got executed because his gold was far better quality than mine in the Royal Mint. Therefore, the royal mines would have been useless. So therefore, this is the problem with this field also. There are billions to be made, but trillions are to be destroyed if this technology is breaking through. Simply oil industry, coal industry, and so on will be useless. So the historical parallel is the same. If you can make artificial gold, that's good. However, it destroys at least part of the economy. And of course, we have the first researcher of transmutation, a Jewish lady in the 3rd century. So the gender quality is all right in this field. The first demonstration of a LENR, cold fusion driven car, was by Nikola Tesla. He was at that time already an outcast, a leper in scientific circles. But his device is shown here, actually. His carbon button lamps, and guess what? These were semiconductors, silicon carbide. He wrote extensively about it, but he had no idea that it is semiconductor. And it will be very important later, the role of semiconductors. The high voltage devices, pulse devices, were usually in each university chair. It was quite usual to have a room called device. And these were the first devices which are necessary for actually transmutation. These are the authors of the first transmutation paper in scientific circles, high frequency and very high voltage, This is a page from the proceedings of the Royal Academy of Sciences. This is the title, Production of Neon and Helium by the Electrical Discharge. Norman Coley, Fellow of Royal Society. And the paper was published, as you see, a couple of days before First World War. But transmutation was mainstream. It was not rejected by different papers. It was discussed, but it was an interesting subject. However, a couple of days after the First World War broke out, the young researchers were sent to the Western Front, got shot. The elder researchers got a military research, and the whole subject was completely forgotten. However, not by the inventors. These are some of the test results. The palladium electrode lots of neon has been synthesized from helium and some helium and different electrodes like copper and so on and so on. What I would like to talk more extensively is the Moray device, but you have to know that these electric energy generating devices are clusters of inventions. While you are just talking about, let's say, palladium-based fusion, it is like talking about the wheel. I'm talking about the bicycle. The bicycle is a collection, a cluster of 10 inventions, 10 major inventions. So these electric producing devices are more sophisticated, more demanding technologically and technically. This is the reason they are so difficult to make. I don't have too much time to talk about technical details. We should, because it's important. But I should like to finish my talk. The main point is that all of them are operated on coherent, resonant charge waves on the surface. So this is distinctly different from the palladium-based devices. Resonances, coherent waves, or charge clusters, or clusters of charges. So these are the magic words which are really important. Shoulders, I consider him as being the first researchers who got to the depth of this whole physical problem, but I don't consider his device as an invention. It's an effect. It's a forgotten but very important effect. This is the stove from where we should start the dance, let's say. This is which we should be familiar in order to understand the rest of the behavior of these inventions. It looks deceptively similar, deceptively simple. A needle, very sharp, different forms, and an electric pulse. And if you have this needle, of course, you generate an electric wave in this needle. However, as the cross section gets smaller and smaller, the amplitude gets higher and higher, and even from the tip, this electron wave might leave. And this is the whole point in all these 5 minutes. So I'm just beginning. So all in these inventions, this is the common stuff. I have a 10-year experience with these devices. Unfortunately, with the wrong ones, with the wrong groups, where, as you see here, craters are created. And Srinivasan was mentioning that, oh, it's quite strange, always these kind of transmutations are around these craters. All these inventors who were lucky or unlucky enough stumbled into this phenomena. However, there is a much more valuable, fertile possibility when you generate these charge waves on the surface of semiconductors. Most of you know about the Gunn oscillations, but in fact, Losev, a completely forgotten Russian inventor, stumbled into these oscillations, gigahertz, terahertz frequencies, and this is the necessary background for all these inventions. They are immersed, of course, in hydrogen, but then an oscillating electron wave is moving along the surface in a resonant mode, it gets into a completely different mode. For example, a smoke ring behaves like a particle, yet it is just smoke. Yet in an organized, coherent manner, it has a completely different physics. I won't have time, actually, to talk about the essential, but one important difference I should like to tell you between the heat only and the electricity stuff. There are a number of remarkable similarities. However, in these electricity generating machines, always semiconductors were involved. I have lots of pictures and drawing about these different inventions, but unfortunately, I don't have time to talk about the pop invention, for example, which is also a kind of cold fusion machine in a different technical environment. And I had a first-hand experience with the Yekel oxygas car and the Chernetsky machine. I was the head of the lab. We repeated it. It generated, actually, electric energy, but in an unreliable manner. But the electric energy generation was without doubt. And this is the Corea machine. Again, large surface, cathode, lots of craters.
George, I think you can put all that in the journal with the proceedings of the conference, because there's no limit in pages, you know? So you can put everything there.
Now these are the craters. Thank you very much.